This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So to do business in New York, you have to feel like there is going to be some kind of consistency, that there's going to be some kind of rational basis for how the legal system is adjudicated there, and this ridiculous, you know, collection or attempted collection of $454 million civil fraud judgment against Donald Trump is really going to be the poster child for don't do business in New York ever. Don't do it. But this reduction of this civil fraud judgment may do a little bit of help in showing that, well, as Kevin O'Leary had said, the adults are now back in the room. The adults have come back in. And at the very least, it is a start. And at the very least, it's going to allow the appeals process to begin. Otherwise, folks, the appeal process for Donald Trump in his civil fraud trial would never be able to go. It's a prime example of taking the authority and absolutely twisting it and doing something that is really, I think, even unconstitutional in the idea of being cruel and unusual. The separate track of justice only for Donald Trump. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. Hour number two is launching. We're heading off into the stratosphere for our overview, our bird's eye view, of course, of the United States as we talk about all these different things happening this morning. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. I do want to hear a little bit of what Jonathan Turley was saying about this. This is quite a big day, obviously, for Donald Trump. And I'm telling you, to be able to see this reduction at this point, again, shows there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. I think ultimately it'll be reversed. It should be, at the very least. But let's listen into what Jonathan Turley was talking about in this, what he called an inescapable political vortex that used to be a legal system. Let's listen in.
Well, the interesting thing about the vapors that you were witnessing from various pundits is that this is simply to allow another judge to review what Engren did. So what they're complaining about is that Trump didn't have to do a fire sale on his property just to be able to get other judges to look at this ruling. And the ruling is ludicrous. That is, the ruling is based on really speculative numbers by the court. You drill down, there's nothing really there. And then the problem, of course, is that, you know, the penalty in this case should have been a dollar because no one lost a dollar. The people that were the supposed victims, these companies, these banks, wanted more business from Trump. Now, what the judge ordered in New York was supervision, and he could have stopped there, right? If you think that there's undervaluing and overvaluing, then sure, order supervision. But that's not what this judge wanted to do. This judge picked an arbitrary number that made it almost impossible for Trump to secure an appeal to protect his businesses unless he was willing to sell off some of his businesses.
So there you have Jonathan Turley. And again, see, that was part and parcel of the strategy. We're not just going to convict Donald Trump or find against him. We're going to fine him this amazing amount of money, arbitrary, that's the key word, and then ruin him to make him go through these motions to either fire sale these properties
or we're just going to go seize them and then take all those names off the buildings and all this kind of stuff. I mean, honestly, this is like, sophomoric, you know, and honestly, it really is. The voters, they know better than all of this, I think. All right, we do have the telephone lines lighting up already here in segment number one of hour number two. And by the way, welcome to everybody listening on 710 KNUS this morning, joining us this hour. And we've got Mary in St. Pete. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. I was just thinking, if you had watched a lot of the Trump rallies, in a lot of those he said, "I will take the arrows and slings for you." He said that consistently a lot. And that means what he's trying to show you, what they're trying to do right now, is show people, for those who are not, quote, awakened, what the country would be like, what the country is like. Because a lot of these judges are appointed by Obama, or a lot of these judges are appointed by someone else. And so it depends, it's slanted and really not fair. So I think, I think a lot of things we're seeing are a lot for show, so to speak. But I will tell you that if they do not go back and get a hold of the COVID situation and the election fraud that occurred, and if you'll notice, Biden never speaks of Space Force. Mm-hmm. Never. Why is that? That is a big deal. We have, from Florida, Starlink satellites blasting off. I think we had two in the past couple of weeks, full of satellites. Why don't they talk about Starlink? There must be a reason out there. But I just don't see why people don't understand or don't care or really don't know. Because when you watch the Democratic news, whatever, you're not getting that still. It is not making a dent, because that's our stations that Jonathan Turley's on, not their station. So I don't know how the word's going to get out. And I'm sitting here thinking, it's time to just get going with the whole show just break through. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Mary. Appreciate it. Great call this morning. Take care. We'll talk to you again real soon. Well, that's part of what we're trying to do as well. I hear Mary loud and clear on that. And that's why, folks, we're right here all across America overnight. And we're preaching it. And that's what we do. Stay right there. We are coming right back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So if you see something go whooshing by you this morning, that's us. That's this program, my friends. And we're glad to be with you. I'm going to tell you one thing. This is the best job in the world. And I have you to thank for that. And that is not lost on me. And it's always something that I want to make sure that I impart right back to you. Because I really do appreciate, and everybody really appreciates your kind words. We appreciate the great messages that we get. And we appreciate the impact that the program is having. And so we're building this great overnight radio community, and we're building it for you. And I'm just really, really proud to be a part of it. So thank you once again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the messages, and thank you for your great support. It really does mean the world to me. And I want to get back here real briefly, folks, to something Mary said just in the previous segment. Mary in St. Pete calling in this morning. And again, the telephone number, 949-822-7959. Something Mary was talking about really, I think, was very, very relevant. And that is Trump, you know, before had talked about, you know, taking the arrows, you know, that old expression, you know, taking the arrows and taking all the slings and taking all the, you know, the frontal assaults, basically. And really, he was doing that, and very symbolically, I think, because, you know, they would do the same thing to you and me in a heartbeat. And because Trump actually does represent, in, I think, so many ways, and again, you know, nobody's a perfect person. I get that. I get that. Nobody's a perfect person. You know, some people just do not like Trump's personality. I know this because they told me this and this kind of thing. But yet, as I was saying in hour number one, I think a lot of people say, well, I may not, you know, sit down and have dinner with him or hang out with him, but I sure do want him sitting behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office and taking on all these problems so that we can all sleep at night and go about our business of being prosperous and living the American dream and being safe and being happy. You know, there's a huge upside to this, my friends. Right now, we're not sleeping so good at night. Let's face it, you know, we're not happy in the grand sense. I think in our lives we can be happy and so forth, and we always should find that, and no matter what. And this is one of those things, too. You know, when things look bleak because of the bad policies that are being put into effect, when things look bleak, when things looks like, you know, it's just going to take so much time, there's no way to unwind all this stuff, there's still so many things to be happy about in our lives, and we shouldn't live, you know, so stressed out that we can't function or something like that. But that's kind of what the far left wants you to do anyway. They always want you to be on a knife's edge. They want you to be on a knife's edge of, you know, just not being able to process all this stuff. And that's why I think they keep generating all this chaos. And just as James and Clearwater was pointing out, they're the ones that are generating the chaos. Donald Trump doesn't generate chaos. In fact, he was trying, when he was president, he was trying to rein in a lot of that chaos, to rein in the trade issues, the problems with China, to rein in what's happening at that time in the Middle East, and was having a great amount of success doing those things. So what does that mean? Well, we got to have some more chaos. We got to throw some more chaos into this mix and make sure that we unseat Donald Trump, make sure that we blame it on him, make sure that the adults in the room, quote unquote, are supposedly the Democrats triumphantly coming back into power and making sure that, you know, that everything's going to be fine. But of course, everything's not fine. So what have they shifted to now? Oh, my gosh. Now we've got to protect democracy. Donald Trump's coming to take away your democracy, my friends. And so, you know, only we can. And I keep seeing this Adam Schiff commercial in California. Oh, it just drives me up the wall. It really does. You know, and he talks about our democracy, our economy, our, you know, every, this is why we fight. And again, and I said this the other night, but that seems like a very violent imagery. Is Adam Schiff going to fight me now? I mean, is that, you know, do I have to be worried about that? Because Trump said there would be a bloodbath economically, right? But that's it now, a cause for major concern. But Adam Schiff can say we're going to fight. And I don't, what does that mean? If I don't vote for you, what happens then? Will you find out about that and then fight me? I mean, you know, you see how silly it all can be. But what I'm getting at, and I appreciate what Mary was talking about, is that by taking these frontal assaults, you know, all in, right? Kitchen sink and everything. Maybe two or three kitchen sinks are involved in this. But Trump is showing that this is exactly what this ilk of people are like. We know exactly what the kind of person it takes to weaponize the justice system against one person, primarily because they are a candidate for president. And you sense this, you know, stuff about the, you know, the 14th Amendment and so forth, that none of that is holding any water. So, well, we got to keep going on this legal track and so forth. Everybody can see what's happening. And I think I would be fairly accurate in saying that if they can do it to Trump, they can do it to anybody they pick that day to do it to. And that should be incredibly concerning for all of us. Absolutely. Well, let's listen to Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House press briefing room responding to reporters' questions, or maybe not responding. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. Not responding to Trump's to reporters' questions about Trump's legal challenges. Let's listen in.
President Biden has recently talked about Donald Trump's financial issues, ingest at fundraisers and so forth. Today there was action reducing the amount that Mr. Trump has to put forward in order to stave off the judgment as he continues. Does the President have any comment on that and also the setting of an April 15th trial date in one of the cases involving the Trump?
So I'm going to be super careful. It's an ongoing matter, so I'm not going to speak to it. I'm sure the President will have opportunities to speak to it himself, and so I'll leave that to him. I'm just not going to speak to that particular or any ongoing litigation or case from the podium.
But the President did. The President does. You know, and there you have it, folks. You know, nothing? It does. This is ongoing, really. Well, that's because I think they were absolutely smarting from this reduction that happened. From this appellate panel. I think they're absolutely smarting from that. They don't want to say anything else. They want to move on as fast as possible. They don't want to really say much more. They'll leave it to, I guess, the pundits and some people on TV and things like that. But you could hear it in her voice. It was kind of like, you know, I don't want to think about this today. Just don't make me even talk about it. That's what I think. And of course, then hide behind this notion of, well, it's an ongoing thing. But the whole thing is based on trying to get rid of your political opponent by ruining them or to make them, put such an onerous burden upon them that they can't move. They're literally, you know, encased in quicksand or something like that. Then you've got a CNN legal analyst, Paula Reid, saying basically this reduction evidently was an incredible win. Well, to a great degree it was, only because it means that he can keep going in all this. And if we do get the opportunity here to see what the appeal is going to be like. By the way, this may be appealed, and this may take a lot more time. Now, and that will actually be good for Trump as well, because they won't be able to try to continue to use this as a political bludgeon. But the other thing you also heard mentioned to Karine Jean-Pierre was this April 15th trial date for Trump. Now, when we come back, I'll tell you about that. There was a document dump, and Trump's lawyers are saying, we have no way of doing this in 2 weeks. And they're getting no joy on that right now. But that's another kind of the fixes in situation. Stay right there, folks. We are coming right back. Bottom of the hour break. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Donald Trump says he can now secure a lower bond as he appeals his New York civil fraud trial, with an appeals court reducing it from $454 million to $175 million and granting him 10 days to pay.
We'll put up in cash or bond very quickly, securities, cash or bond, whatever it is.
Trump alleges judicial corruption and criticizes Attorney General Letitia James, whom he refers to as a thug. The ruling prevents James from immediately collecting on the judgment. Boeing CEO David Calhoun Monday announced he would leave the company. This is the latest fallout for the plane maker amid multiple federal probes into its practices following a 737 MAX door blowout in January. Nashville police have stated there is no evidence of foul play in the death of University of Missouri student Riley Strain. Preliminary autopsy results have determined the death to be accidental. Strain's body was found in the Cumberland River Friday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right. We are making Tuesday fun again, everybody. As we've been talking about, Tuesday's kind of in its own little space. It's not really the middle of the week. It's not Wednesday. You can't start seeing the weekend from there. Thursday's good because you can see Friday from there and by extension the weekend. And Tuesday's just kind of all by itself and not very much fun. But we're bringing the fun back to Tuesday. And I appreciate what one of our listeners had said before and say, well, Tuesday, it's not Monday. That's right. It's not Monday. But I think President Trump had a pretty good Monday. And by extension, I think the legal system had a pretty good Monday, all told in that sense. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. And we have so much more to tell you about and talk about as we go through the wee hours of the morning. And I do want to give a shout out this morning to Mark in Clearwater. Mark, thank you so much for your great message earlier. And he was talking about this idea again that, that Donald Trump now, of course, has got this bail reduced. Mark says, a reporter asked how he was going to secure the bail, and he simply said, cash. That's very Donald Trump, to be honest. Straight and to the point. And also, just that one word means that, all right. All right, you're doing your worst, but now I'm just going to use cash. It's fine, And just how nonchalant and you can't. I just can't imagine what some of the Democrat Party elite were then saying at that very moment. It would have been one of those thought bubbles with just the symbols in it, just the number sign and the exclamation point and the at symbol and the question mark and the ampersand and the stuff we can't say on the radio. But in their thought bubbles, that's what would probably be there. Okay. So he says, yes, the left is predictably irate. Absolutely. Says, just wait until he merges Truth Social with another media company and gets an estimated $3 billion payday. Yeah, that's going to be in the works. And Trump said he won't be on the New York Stock Exchange. As my understanding, I think he's supposed to be on the NASDAQ. That's the report I saw. But he did have a great music reference and story for us this morning. He says, you're probably familiar with Trevor Rabin, yes, owner of A Lonely Heart is in your bumper music. It is, yeah, that's from the group Yes. He says he's the genius behind that song and many others until he left the band and started doing movie music after the Talk album and tour in 1994. He says he's now 70 years old and released Real last fall. He sounds as good as ever. And he says, for your listening pleasure, I would recommend the album to you. And he sent me a great link for the album. And I appreciate that, Mark, so very much. I'm going to take a listen to it. I would love to hear it. And I liked a lot of all the kinds of stuff that Yes did. And one of the cool things about that song, Owner of a Lonely Heart, it's got this cowbell in it at the very, you got to kind of listen for it, but it's definitely there. And, I saw a little video once about how they mixed all that in and get the exact sound they want. And of course, you can't mention cowbell without at least trying to do Christopher Walken to say, what it needs is more cowbell, right? But thank you, Mark. Yes, all the best. I appreciate it so very much. And, yeah, I'll definitely take a listen to that. And, folks, once again, thanks for sending in all the messages. You can, of course, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message anytime. And we'll definitely love to hear from you. Okay, so, again, we've got this whole thing with this judgment. But now, of course, you've also got this April 15th deadline, or I should say April 15th trial for Donald Trump. Now, again, this is this hush money case, as it's called. This from the AP. The first of Trump's four criminal trials will begin April 15th. No surprise there, right? No irony there. A Manhattan judge ruled Monday, after tearing into the former president's lawyers for what he said were unfounded claims that the hush money case had been tainted by prosecutorial misconduct. Judge Juan M. Merchan scoffed at the defense's calls to delay the case longer or throw it out entirely because of a last-minute document dump that had bumped the first-ever trial of a former president from its scheduled Monday start. Trump vowed to appeal the ruling, as would be your right to do so in America, right? Barring another delay, the presumptive Republican nominee will be on trial as a criminal defendant in just 3 weeks, an inauspicious homecoming in the city where he grew up, but a real estate empire has gained wealth and celebrity that propelled him to the White House. The trial involving allegations related to hush money paid during Trump's 2016 campaign to cover up marital infidelity claims had been in limbo after his lawyers complained about a recent deluge of documents. So I'm going to give you, a couple of guesses here. Was it like another 400 pages of documents? No. Was it like 1,000 pages of documents? You could probably go through 1,000 pages of documents, in a couple of weeks if you have an army of lawyers or something like that. How about 200,000 pages of evidence from a previous federal investigation into the matter? 200,000. All right. Now, that's a lot. We'll just say that's a lot. We'll stipulate. It shall so be stipulated that that is a lot. Trump's lawyers accused Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office of intentionally failing to pursue evidence from the 2018 federal investigation, which sent Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen to prison. They contended prosecutors working under Bragg, a Democrat, did so to gain an unfair advantage in the case and harmed Trump's election chances. Cohen, now a vocal Trump critic, of course, is poised to be a key prosecution witness against his ex-boss. And boy, they will sing his praises on some of these different networks. You wait and see. Merchan bristled, that's the judge, at the defense's claims at a hearing Monday, saying the DA's office had no duty to collect evidence from the federal investigation, nor was the U.S. Attorney's Office required to volunteer the documents. But again, this idea, now you have all this time, enough time in a couple of weeks effectively to go through all this huge document dump, and there's no extension, there's nothing like that. Well, that, my friends, becomes, again, another great example of what it is to be Donald Trump running for president. Or, you know, I'm actually going to put that a different way. This is a great example of what it looks like to be someone that the Democrat Party elite, the Democrat Party establishment, the liberal far-left establishment, to be somebody who disagrees with them, who's actually on the other side. You know, we've seen some candidates that don't seem to ever have this kind of problem, right? And it's not just because they're not, bloodthirsty dictators trying to destroy our democracy. No, it's really something very different than that in this particular case. And that's because Trump, the concept of Trump is so alien to their idea of what it means to simply continue going down the road that we always go down and never really getting great results where things really change for the better. And so any change that really is for the better simply becomes, it's filed under the heading of Donald Trump's trying to take away your democracy and become a dictator. And it's so ridiculous. But they do find it, I'm sure they find it to be somewhat effective, because that's the narrative that's put out there. So something like this, the idea is you got to get, see, the whole point is to get Trump on trial and get some kind of other conviction going, because they think that that is going to have the desired effect as well. When in reality, this kind of a case probably would have to be extended in order to have some modicum of fairness. But if they proceed the way they're going, I would think they're still going to get something on appeal or have a basis for appeal. But again, they're trying to make this, they've got to get something as fast as possible. And if they don't do that, then they feel that they're falling behind in their mission, I guess. But folks, stay right there, because we are coming right back. We got another great song lined up this morning. It is Times 2 Tuesday, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is going to be with us as well. So stay right there. We'll get some snack food, get something, because we're barreling along. Stay right there.
Birdwatch.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Let me start off with two words: Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hot sun beating down.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tuesday edition rolls on because again, we're trying to make Tuesday fun again. So if you've got stuff going on this morning and you're thinking, well, it's just Tuesday. I mean, I made it through Monday, but now Tuesday. No, we're going to be victorious here on Tuesday. That's the attitude I think we should have. We wish you a great Tuesday morning. And by the way, folks, whatever you're doing this morning, if you're driving a big rig, if you are making deliveries, if you are out there as a law enforcement or first responder, if you're working in the hospitals, if you're working the shift this morning, whatever it is that you're doing, we want to just give you a shout out and let you know how happy we are with you, and of course also how proud we are. You guys are keeping things going all through the overnight hours in America, and that really counts for so much. America couldn't do what it does if we didn't have everybody who was working all night across the third shift, the third watch. So welcome to the program, everybody. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number. But we're also going to be taking a look at our song here this hour or this segment. And then we'll be talking with Denise Simon. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of next hour if you'd like to give us a call. And you can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning as well. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. By the way, welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network this morning. We sure appreciate GCN working so very hard for the program. They distribute it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we really do appreciate them. And as well, we'll give a shout-out to our friends in Denver this morning, 710 KNUS. In Denver, Colorado. And here's a great song. It's Times Two Tuesday, which means we've got the same artist, two different songs from the same artist. Earlier last hour, we played Patti Smyth's The Warrior, and this one is another Patti Smyth song. It's kind of an album cut, but it's kind of a cool rock song, too, and it's called Isn't It Enough. Goes back to the year 1987, so a little bit of the Wayback Machine here, but it's kind of cool. Let's listen in. Patti Smyth, Isn't It Enough? And we should be having that any second now. Patti Smyth, Isn't It Enough? There we go. And kind of a cool song. It's definitely an album cut. I don't recall it being a big hit for her, but she had a bunch of big hits, by the way. And she has a rock and roll voice like you wouldn't believe. I'd always been a fan of Patti Smyth ever since the first time I ever saw the Scandal video, Goodbye to You. And it's kind of the early 80s. And the video is just kind of okay, you know, but definitely they had a sound and they had a groove and they had an awesome singer as well. So Patti Smyth, and then of course she's also worked with Don Henley and others as well, especially Sometimes Love Just Ain't Enough, I think is the one Don Henley's on. And so she's got a lot of great songs. That have a great rock and roll feel. And by the way, in 1987, to be doing what she was doing was kind of almost a little counter to where some of that the musical, quote, sensibilities might have been back then. But kind of more, just more kind of true to the rock and roll sound right there. So do appreciate Patti Smyth so much. Hope that she's doing well out there, wherever she might be this morning. And folks, of course, we got a lot more to talk about as we continue. We're going to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience in just a moment here. And don't forget, if you have a question for Denise, you can head over to our home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, send us a direct message, and then we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of next hour, 949-822-7959. So without further ado, we've got Denise Simon with us. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's a great day. It's a Tuesday, and I've been telling the listeners this morning we're making Tuesday fun again.
Okay, I like it.
We don't have any hats, but, you know, we're on a budget, so.
I hear you.
But, well, welcome, of course. Now, of course, here's the big story. We'll be talking about it this morning as well, but what do you think of this appellate panel reducing the judgment against Donald Trump?
You know, it kind of blindsided me. I didn't think that was going to happen yesterday. I'm happy that it happened, and I think it was on the way to being the right decision. But, the schedule of it, I was kind of surprised. But I think there's going to actually be more corrections. I think that this appellate panel is hardly finished with it. I think they just did a preliminary thing because it was due at midnight last night.
Right.
So I think when they kind of get into this case, it very well could just unwind the whole thing.
I think you're right, because obviously the judge never wanted anybody to scrutinize this from what we can tell, trying never to have it go to appeal. But once it does, I think you're right. I think once they look at this very closely, they'll see what a travesty has been committed.
Well, New York is also financially in trouble, and there are some developers that I think have already made their voices heard in New York, that they have abandoned New York. I know one whose portfolio for New York was around $550 billion. And
wow.
They went, no, we're not doing it. So they took that portfolio and split it between Florida and Texas, with the concentration in Florida.
Wow. No surprise, but it's very significant. I mean, they're literally hamstringing themselves because they're blinded by the hatred of Trump. But I tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the top of the hour, everybody. We're coming right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number two, now in the books.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.